Okay, good evening, everyone. My name is Natan Brownstein. I'm a rabbi at Browser Maimonides Academy. I don't officially work for the school. I do officially work for the school. The shul I don't, but I have the opportunity to teach Chabura here on Tuesday nights. And so I'll just share a few of my favorite Divrei Torah with you. The first page, front and back, is my Divrei Torah. I'm only going to share two or three of them because I don't think we'll get through more. But the rest of them, if you can figure out based on the short notes what the idea is, then enjoy it and take it home for your Seder. So since I teach Rav Kook, I'll start out with something by Rav Kook. It's interesting when the Haggadah says, V'hi she'amda la'avoseinu v'lanu, shelo achad b'ovad amar aleinu l'chaloseinu, ela she'b'chol dor v'dor omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. There's someone or something or a group of people that in every generation are standing up to destroy us. And in every generation, despite someone standing up in order to destroy us, so the Gada says, V'akadosh Baruch Hu matzilinu miyadam, that we are saved by Hashem from whoever is coming to destroy us in that generation. So Rav Kook has an idea which I want to make sure I share with everyone, because when you think about the night of the Seder, and there's maybe two goals. One goal is to remember an event, to relive an event that happened. Because that event is very important. It dictates our faith in God. It shows us what God can do for us, for the world. And that's one really important goal of the night of Seder, to act and reenact that moment. But there's another thing that is really important to be reflecting on the night of the Seder and throughout the 7 to 8 days of Pesach, which is as follows. In every generation, it isn't always going to be someone or something or a group of people that's going to try to physically seek our annihilation. In today's generation, in 2018, there are certainly people who would like to see our destruction. But there are also other things which are not people, who are not seeking our physical annihilation, but challenge us as a people and individually spiritually. It might be a fad. It might be something that is being done. It might be someone or a technology or other desires that we have which are big pressures in our lives. And in every generation, for every person, that might change. For some of us, at some of our times in our lives, it might be money to a certain degree. It might we might want honor sometimes. All kinds of things for each of us at different times in our lives might challenge our ability to connect with God and live a godly life. And to some degree, says Rav Kook, they enslave us. They make us slaves. We can't fully choose what we want to do. We can't absolutely have free choice because we're kind of pushed around by other values and other things and other voices. As Rav Kook says, in every generation, there might be things which seek our destruction, which seek our inability to be free. And in every generation, we have the capacity to rise above whatever is enslaving us and to be able to be free from that and choose the right thing, to choose God. And so one of the goals then of the night of the Seder becomes not just reliving the event that happened, but thinking about what in our own lives enslaves us in any way, and thinking about how we can both act in our own lives to free ourselves from that, and to also seek God's help in freeing us so that we can really live the life that we want to live. I want to skip down to number 3. You know, this is it's really a question on Chumash, but I think it's important for the Leil HaSeder, the night of the Seder, because as follows. All the Midrashim and the Mefarshim try to figure out the following question, which is, what is it about Avraham that God chose? What is it about Avraham that God wanted him to be the one to go to Canaan, for him to be the one to be the leader of monotheism, the one to procreate and develop the next generation of the Jewish people? What was it about Avraham? We hear very little about Avraham in the Chumash. So what did he do? So the Sfat Emet says something unbelievable. He says, you know what Avraham did? God told him, Lech Lecha, and he heard God. It wasn't that he did anything to deserve God, so to speak. It wasn't that he demonstrated any unbelievable actions or thoughts or traits. But it was that when God was speaking to him, He was the one who finally turned on the radio and was able to hear, connect to God in his life. And to some degree, we certainly speak about this in the Rav Kook class a lot, that God is communicating us in different ways in each of our lives all the time. And the challenge is not to wonder whether or not he's communicating, or to do something to deserve his communication, but it's about figuring out how God is talking to us. Is he talking to us through the Torah we learn? Is he talking to us through the situations and experiences that we have in our life? Is he speaking to us through our relationships and what we're being told by and how we're interacting with the people around us? God is always telling us lech lecha. God is always pushing us, encouraging us, guiding us. But oftentimes we just don't take a second to stop and realize that is happening. And so I think as the Pesach story begins with Abraham and then leads to his grandchildren being left down to Egypt, we have to think about what it is about Abraham that brought him under the wings of God to be able to eventually be led his people to freedom. And I think that's it. It's to listen to God, to be aware of God, to try to see God in our lives on a daily basis, to turn the radio dial up and hear the lech lecha, the go, that God is telling us really all the time. Maybe do two more. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks has an idea which I find to be very compelling. You know, Hebrew is not my strong thing. Even though I teach Rav Kook, we all sweat a lot together to figure out the Hebrew. And Rabbi Jonathan Sacks has a very important idea here of two meanings of a certain Hebrew word. Number five, it says, the Haggadah tells us, Vayisham Lagoy, that the Jewish people were a nation in Egypt. And the drasha, the explanation is, Melamed Shahayu Yisrael Mitsuyanim Sham. That the Jewish people were distinct in Egypt. So Chazal teach that, how did they remain distinct? How did they remain closed off? How did they retain their Jewish identity? So they didn't change their names. They didn't speak a different language. They kept their Jewish garb. They dressed like Jewish people. And that is what helped them to be able to withstand the entire exile of Egypt by retaining their speech, their dress, and their names. And there's a lot to say there about what it means to dress like a Jew, what it means to have a Jewish name, a Hebrew name, and to go by that Hebrew name, and what it means to speak like a Jew. But Rav Jonathan Sacks says as follows, the word tziyun in Hebrew is also a signpost. It's a sign. When someone preserves their Jewish identity, when someone has the strength to be able to retain their Jewishness even in the face of a culture that oftentimes can defy that, so what do you become? You become a signpost, a tziyun. Not just mitsuyanim sham, not just were they distinguished, but then they became a signpost for others. If I think about many of the impactful people and experiences of my life, it's oftentimes being able to see others who are able to be strong and retain their Judaism, even in the face of things going on around which would make them want to blend in. So, to realize that part of the message of the night of the Seder, part of our avoda, the work we have to do, is to think about what does it mean to be distinct as a Jew? And we don't realize the impact that can have on other people. And that also is the work, our work cut out for us for Pesach night. Not just to be distinct, mitsuyanim, but also to think about what it means for others when we are our authentic Jewish selves. I'll share one more quick thought. The Mishnah, this is number four, another Rav Kook idea. The Mishnah says that when telling the story of Pesach, we have to start with the bad part of the story and end with the good part of the story. It's very, very, very specific that you have to start with a negative before the positive. So oftentimes we understand that you don't appreciate the positive until you've seen the negative. But Rav Kook has the following idea. He says, why is it so important to begin with that part of the story? Because there was one thing that being a slave in Egypt taught us. It was that in order to serve God properly, and we all know this to be true, there are times when we have to put aside the needs that we have for the sake of Hashem. Not all the time do we love the things that we're being asked to do. Not all the time does it go right in line with what we would have done ourselves. Sometimes there's a conflict. And what it means to serve God at times is to put aside what we want for the sake of our master, so to speak. And so says Rav Kook, you know why that part of the story is so important? Because it was in Egypt responding, albeit in a very different way, to the Egyptian slave masters that taught us what it meant to be an Eved. It taught us what it meant to serve God so that when we then left Egypt, we needed to be trained, we needed to be taught the Torah, we needed to be given the commandments, but what we did not need to learn was how to be subservient to someone else, to a higher power. And I think that's also an idea that to really reflect on over the course of the Seder and over the course of Pesach. What does it mean to put aside my needs for Hashem's needs? What does it mean to think about when that conflict arises, how can I think about what God wants and put that first? So just to sum up, one thing to think about is what enslaves us. What enslaves us, and then how can we free ourselves from it? Another idea is to develop a relationship with God. It isn't so much about deserving it. It's about listening to God who's speaking to us all the time in our lives. Thirdly, what it means to be someone who preserves Jewish identity isn't just about you, but it has an impact on others, and to realize the extent of your actions. And lastly, to realize that being an Eved in Mitzrayim was something that taught us a very important lesson, to be able to think about Hashem and put Him first. I wish everyone a Chag Sameach, and you should have a meaningful and uplifting Leil HaSeder.